What is hantavirus, the infection that killed Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy Arakawa? By Breitbart News on March 9, 2025. AP, Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy Arakawa, died from hantavirus infection, officials in New Mexico announced Friday. Hantavirus, found throughout the world, is spread by contact with rodents or their urine or feces. It does not spread between people. There is no specific treatment or cure, but early medical attention can increase the chance of survival. An infection can rapidly progress and become life-threatening. It really starts like the flu, body aches, feeling poorly overall, said Dr. Sonia Bartolome of UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. Early in the illness, you really may not be able to tell the difference between hantavirus and having the flu. The virus can cause a severe and sometimes deadly lung infection called hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The agency began tracking the virus after a 1993 outbreak in the Four Corners region, the area where Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah meet. The vast majority of U.S. cases since then have been in western states, especially the Southwest. Between 1993 and 2022, there were 864 reported U.S. cases. New Mexico had the highest number over that time, at 122, followed by Colorado at 119. Symptoms start 1 to 8 weeks after exposure, and initially can include fatigue, fever, and muscle aches, according to the CDC. As the disease progresses, symptoms can include coughing, shortness of breath, and tightness in the chest as the lungs fill with fluid. About a third of people who develop respiratory symptoms from the disease can die, the CDC says. If you are ill and then progressing to this sort of symptoms interfering with the things you would normally do during the day, you do need to seek medical attention, Bartolome said. The best way to avoid the germ is to minimize contact with rodents and their droppings. Use protective gloves and a bleach solution for cleaning up rodent droppings. Public health experts caution against sweeping or vacuuming, which can cause virus to get into the air.